Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, it is 219. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Are you tired of politics? Are you just like, oh my gosh, I can't take it anymore? Our next guest, John Shaw, who is the director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University, was quoted in an article that I was reading, Americans are exhausted by politics. And John, I got to tell you, when I read that, I was like, yep, I think that's an accurate statement. How are you today?
Hey, Lisa, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Do you have any data to back that up?
You know, I guess the data you would use, I mean, go to the Pew Research Center and just ask. There's a number of polls about, do Americans think government is working for them? I mean, a very, very small percentage say yes. Do Americans trust politicians? Small percentage say yes. You know, when asked what they think the primary motives of politicians are, a very large percentage say, you know, self-preservation, self-advancement, not the public good. So I think there's a raft of survey data that suggests that. And I think we all just know from our lives and just, you know, talking to people, whether it's at a cookout or, any kind of social event, there's both exhaustion and kind of fear when it comes to politics. Exhaustion because the politics is so pervasive and so negative, and fear because we've come to see people's political perspectives as kind of a sort of a signal as to what kind of human being they are. And so so I think politics is both exhausting and polarizing and frustrating. And it's, it's interesting, Lisa, I've talked to a couple of political experts who've also told me that they think politics have just become too pervasive in American life, too important. I mean, because these last couple elections have been so difficult and so contentious that it's become the thing that people talk about, even when they don't want to talk about it. So,
yeah.
And they've cited that, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, people had political perspectives that they might advance quietly, but it wasn't just the sort of the stuff of kind of primal confrontations that we've all seen at dinner parties and so forth.
Yeah, I was having coffee this morning with someone who is the exact opposite of me when it comes to politics. And we both agreed that there is a point where they're only in it for power and money. That seems to be the issue, and greed. But the statement that you just said about how some people are judging others, like what kind of human they are based on their political beliefs, that's right. And that's crazy.
It is. And we have to be, you know, I think, let me be very direct here. I think, you know, the Trump candidacy and presidency and then candidacy again has stimulated a lot of discussions because, you know, Trump has said things that no other major party candidate has ever said. He's acted in ways that no other president has ever acted. He's acted in ways no other former president has. And, you know, frankly, for a lot of, you know, moderate to liberal Democrats, they just simply cannot understand why Republicans, you know, who profess, you know, conservative values and family values and so forth, are willing to not only tolerate but support a candidate who seems to exude values that are very contrary to theirs. So I think the Trump phenomenon has particularly struck a chord in terms of how we view the identity of others. And also we have to say, you know, the conservative media, Fox and so forth, has kind of gone out of its way to identify Democrats like AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris as sort of the embodiments of elite opportunity and elite entitlement and so forth. So both parties, both perspectives seem to take, you know, almost peculiar delight in challenging the motives of the other. And that's led to a really poisonous political environment, I think.
In fact, a Gallup poll showed that a record high percentage of Americans, 43%, now say they don't align with either Democrats or Republicans because the fringes of both of those parties are the loudest and they're the least likely people that we want to identify with. I mean, that second part is my opinion, but the part about not aligning with Democrats or Republicans, that's 43%.
Right, and that is a striking number. I've seen that same number, and it's it's very different because back in the day, each party commanded say 45% of the popular vote, and the fight was over that 10% in the middle. But when that 10% mushrooms to 40% plus, it is a kind of a destabilizing factor in American politics. And I think a lot of research shows that 43% are people who are just so exhausted and tired of politics that they're just basically saying, look, I'm not going to even express an affiliation with either party. So I think this 43% is a manifestation of what we just talked about at the beginning, which is just a deep exhaustion and frustration with American politics.
And we have the Republican National Convention next week in Milwaukee. Of course, the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago in August. It'll be interesting to see how many people tune in, or would you agree that we're at a point that people won't watch its entirety and just pick up sound bites off of social media or whatever channels they follow?
Yeah, I mean, my grandmother, who lived many years ago, I mean, it was a point of pride that she would watch. She was a Democrat, but she would watch all of the Republican convention and all the Democratic convention. I mean, she thought that was her duty as an American citizen. That era has long passed. And, maybe people might tune in to the primetime address of the presidential candidate, but that's about all we'll see. And then they'll pick up, as you say, bits and pieces from social media and cable news, but very few people tune into much more than that.
John, I got to tell you, I'm not as old as your grandma, but I am that person too. I feel like it is my duty to watch all 4 days or 5 days of both conventions. And even my husband walks in and out of the house going, what are you doing? I'm like, I want to see it because I don't want what I do see to be determined by whatever entity I'm getting it from. You know, I want to see it in person and make my, decisions. Not that, there's much decision making to do. I think most people know how they're going to vote this fall. But I just think it's, we've gotten away from all of that. People have lost interest.
And I think that's a really fair-minded approach. And I think that, part of rescuing our politics is for people to avoid the kind of demonization of the other party and be willing to at least listen to what they have to say. And I think as a country, we've lost that ability. And that explains a lot about just the poison in our politics right now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Great to talk to you, Lisa. Thank you.
John Shaw is the director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University. All right, coming up, Steve has your news. And if you are a cyclist, a lot of people who use bikes to further their career by a delivery driver or cyclist, or they get to and from work, are wondering why, after 16 months, the bike lane ticketing program has still not started. It was approved 16 months ago. We'll talk to an organizer at Active Transportation Alliance coming up. That's on the way on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.